Unit 3, Right to Refuse, page 49.
The Lunch Lady. Della Curry is the kitchen manager, the lunch lady, at the Dakota Valley Elementary School in Colorado, USA. That is, she was the kitchen manager before she was fired from her job in the school cafeteria for giving free lunches to students who forgot to bring their lunch money. Curry sparked a national debate when she appeared on TV saying, "I had a first grader in front of me crying because she doesn't have enough money for lunch. Yes, I gave her lunch." Curry's actions clearly violated the rules. The school district has a policy. A student who neglects to bring lunch money 3 times is given a hot meal, which is charged to the parent's account. The 4th time, the student is given a sandwich consisting of a single slice of cheese on a hamburger bun and a small carton of milk. According to the rules, Curry was supposed to discard the student's hot meal and replace it with the cheese sandwich. Instead, she would give the child the hot meal and remind them to bring their lunch money next time. Curry admitted that she had bought or given away about 20 lunches during the past school year, but explained that she hated to see food thrown away that could have been given to hungry children. Curry believes the school policy is mistaken on many levels. Not only is it wasteful, but the cheese sandwich is not enough to nourish a child. And what about the psychological damage to the child when all the other kids are eating a better lunch? A situation that could leave the child both hungry and humiliated. The children would sometimes start crying when Curry told them they didn't have money in their account. They were terrified of getting the cheese sandwich, she recalls. The school district defends its policy, claiming that they do not let students go hungry. Almost 1/3 of students in the district qualify for free or reduced-price lunches under the national free and reduced lunch programs. But Curry points out that those programs overlook students from families who don't quite qualify, if that's the word, as poor. Children whose parents earn more than a certain amount annually, but still can't afford to pay for school lunches. The question is, who will pay for the food that Curry gives away? The school can't. School officials maintain that the prices they charge do not cover the costs of the lunch program. Yet, they cannot raise prices because they have to make sure that the meal is affordable for the greatest number of children. Curry admits that her actions violated not only school rules, but also the law. The food in the school cafeteria is provided by a federal program. Therefore, giving the food away could be considered theft. But Curry says she only gave away food when there was no other option. "I'll own that I broke the law, but the law needs to change." When asked why she did it, Curry replied, "Because it was the right thing to do, and sometimes doing what is right is not what is easy."